is an Australian politician, former industrial lawyer, who is the leader of the Australian Greens and federal MP for Melbourne. He's here in Tassie at the moment. Please welcome Mr. Adam Baird. Adam, welcome to the show, mate. Welcome to Tassie.
Thank you so much. Thanks for letting me in as a Victorian.
No,
that's the best bit.
It's a pleasure. We did speak to Gutwin.
Yeah, we pulled some strings. It is weird. Like, Melbourne is, it's like this this sister. Like, everyone loves visiting. It's beautiful. We go and watch our footy because, you know, desperately we want an AFL team. Mm. But then, you know, with your COVID cases, it was a while where we sort of turned our back. We went, no, we're good down here.
Yeah.
We don't want to go over and
yeah,
say
fair
hello.
Enough. It wasn't a lot of fun to live through that lockdown.
Yeah, how was it for you?
Oh, it looked pretty tough, you know. Yeah. When you've got a couple of kids and you're locked in the house and everyone's got to make sure the school and the kindergarten and everything continues, but doing it via Zoom was, you know, not the most exciting thing to do, but we got through it.
Yeah. Who did more of the teaching, your wife Claudia or yourself?
She did most of the teaching. My job was in those 1 or 2 hours that we were allowed out each day.
Yeah.
You could go in a 5K radius. So I now know everything about every playground within a 5K radius of my house. Just ask me and I can tell you.
And you can measure everything that's 5Ks away.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly
everyone in Melbourne bought a trundle wheel. It was now, Adam, before we get into, talking all things jobs guarantee, you told us a story just off air before, which is really cool. Your grandparents lived in Hobart and used to come here around the holiday time.
Yeah, my grandma was a teacher here and my grandfather used to work down at Kodak years ago when it was down on the wharf.
Oh, yeah.
And down on the wharf, that's where I caught my first fish, and I still remember it as a 7-year-old sitting there with a handreel, pulling in a flathead while all these guys with these amazing equipment and lines. I got the dirtiest looks, but I still remember that was one of the best tasting fish I've ever had.
Well, that's a Kodak moment right there, isn't it?
Is Tassie, I guess, one of the special places here in the history for the Greens Party and stuff? Like, does it, when you come here and you get to look around and experience, how does it feel for you as being the leader?
I think it really is the spiritual home of the Greens, and I think one of the things that I'm always reminded about when I come here is that there are so many things that make Tassie so special. And like the rest of the country, I want to make sure that Tassie understands just how much the rest of the country looks at the forests and what is so green and wild about this place. And it is loved. It is loved around the rest of the country and loved around the world.
Oh, absolutely stunning. I mean, it says it on our number plates, the natural state. And the amount of mainlanders and friends of ours on the mainland and internationally, New Zealand now, who want to come here just to experience the natural wonders. I mean, with Freycinet, Cradle Mountain, all these beautiful places. I mean, we are so lucky. We're so lucky to have this down here, aren't we?
And my address book is, Melbourne address book is dwindling because I call up people, say, hey, you going, can we catch up? And it's like, oh, I've actually moved down to Tassie. Like, the number of people who are moving down here is pretty incredible. I know that means housing is increasingly sort of a bit cooked in Hobart, which is a big problem. I thought it was bad in Melbourne, but I think it's probably even worse down here. But it's some big pressures here too.
Now, Adam, let's talk about the jobs guarantee. Of course, there's a plan to make 13,500 jobs for Tasmania. Can you tell us a little bit about that moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a number of long-term problems that we've got to face in the country and in the state. We've got to tackle the climate crisis, but we've also got huge problems like homelessness and housing crisis as well. In Hobart, between 2010 and 2015, house prices went up by 2%. Between 2015 and 2020, they went up by 50%. Like, it's just getting out of reach of first home buyers. And part of what we want to do is tackle all of those problems at once and say, let's make sure that everyone who wants a job has got one, but let's do it on some big sort of nation-building, planet-saving projects that are going to make life better for everyone. So a big part of our push is to come and build 8,000 new houses, affordable homes here, that are going to give jobs to people, but also help address the homelessness crisis and the housing affordability crisis. And people will say, well, how are you going to pay for it? And you pay for it by making the billionaires and big corporations, many of whom pay absolutely $0 in tax at the moment,
that's pay why
their fair share.
Yeah.
Well, but it's wrong, right? Yeah. You know, while everyone else was doing it tough during the pandemic, everyone else was locked down, people lost their jobs, people found it hard to make ends meet. The mining billionaires in Australia over doubled their wealth, right? They're making out like bandits. And we're saying it's time for them to pay their fair share of tax, and let's put it into programs that are going to give everyone a job and tackle some of the long-term problems that we're facing.
Adam, can I ask you, it's such a simple thing, the long time, that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, and it's something that comes up in conversation. You talk, and it really does have an effect here in Hobart. People really do struggle to find housing. Even people can't even get rentals here. We were chatting to someone the other day. He's a week, a friend of ours we play golf with, he's a week out. He's got his son, he's separated from his partner, can't find anywhere to live, can't find anywhere to rent. He's got a week left to find somewhere. How do we stop the rich getting richer? How do we balance that back out?
Yeah, well, two things. One is you got to stand up to the billionaires and the big corporations. Like, one in three big corporations in Australia pays no tax, right? That's just wrong. So we've got to start making them pay a minimum amount of tax and saying to the billionaires, you've got to pay an extra 6% tax. That brings in $40 billion and we can use that money to do build things like housing. But secondly, here in Hobart and Tassie, one of the things that the Greens are pushing for here is rent control. Right, rent control so that rents can't keep going up and up and up. And also a ban on those, what are called no grounds evictions, just because it reaches the end of the lease, because the landlord decides they can make a bit more money by doing something else with the house, they kick you out, even though you've done nothing wrong. Mm. Like, bring an end to that and bring in rent control, and you're going to start getting rents under control. But again, one of the things that we've got to do is build a lot more cheap and affordable houses, because that's going to help address like the lower end of people who've got trouble, but it's also going to bring down rents, because all of a sudden those people...
More opportunities.
Yeah, well, those people won't be... People who are waiting for public housing homes all of a sudden won't be competing in the private rental market. They're going to go into public housing instead.
Absolutely.
Well, we are in an election at the moment, so and all the things you're saying are things that I agree with personally. If people listen to the show and they agree with it as well, how do they vote? Where should their votes be going?
They should be voting Greens, and you've got the chance to vote 1 to 5 Greens in every seat that you're in, and it could make a real difference. Like, this is the time to say, no, look, hang on, we've got some long-term problems, we've got the chance to fix them, we've got to stand up to those billionaires and the big corporations. We're the only party that doesn't take money from them, which is why we can stand up to them.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, you're going to bully them, Libs? Oh, no, they seem fine. They can give me money.
Leader of the Australian Greens, Anna Bent, mate, we appreciate you coming to the studio. Welcome to our beautiful state. I'm hoping the weather turns it on a little bit more for you, although you are from Melbourne, so you're kind of used to this style of weather anyway.
Kind of used to it. I love it. Rug up. You can do anything. It's great.
Yeah, no fishing.
It's fashion. Beanies.
Absolutely.
Put on a jacket.
Yeah. And no fishing in Salamanca either because, no flatheads. Okay. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you. Cheers.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.